Today's podcast episode is brought to you by our very own annual She Did It Her Way Summit. You guys, this year we are going completely virtual, which makes me so excited because I know some of you who are across the pond, across other parts of the world, have always expressed to me that you've wanted to come in person, but for whatever reason you couldn't make it. And now we all get to hang out together because it is virtual this year. And I'm excited to share with you that we're going to be kicking off Friday, October 23rd, and going all day on Saturday, October 24th. This year, we are unpacking some of the most important topics and key things that you need to know and learn before making your ultimate leap, from understanding exactly who your customer is, how to put together a financial plan, and how to do sales and marketing along with other topics. You guys, I'm so excited to learn more and check out this year's She Did It Her Way Summit. You can head on over to shedidithersummit.com. Again, it's shedidithersummit.com. Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast. Today, I am diving into the topic on: do you change your circumstances, your thoughts, or both when it comes to not only building your business, but living a life that is in flow and aligned? Before we dive into today's episode, I do want to give a shout out to this week's iTunes reviewer, and that is Josh Christ, and it is empowering, insightful, and actionable. Whether you're well established as someone who can translate creative energy into the impact you want to have on the world, or just getting started as a catalyst for change, this is a must listen to podcast for you. Amanda does an incredible job leading conversations that cover a huge breadth of topics related to the ins and outs of building a thriving business and life you can be proud of, from leaders who've actually walked the path. Highly recommend listening and subscribing. Thank you so much, Josh. I really appreciate all of the kind words, and I love reading these reviews to learn more about what's resonating with you guys as listeners and just being able to better understand how I can provide better value and even greater topics as well. So thank you so much. Let's dive in, shall we? So today, like I shared with you, I want to dive into whether you need to change your circumstances, your thoughts, or both. And we'll be talking about how to determine when to own your reality as truth instead of trying to change it with your thoughts, when to coach yourself to change the way you think to influence your circumstances, and when you might need to do both. Let's start with, what is a circumstance? A circumstance is a fact or condition connected with or relevant to an event or action. I actually took this from online. This is the true definition of a circumstance. So again, let me read that. A circumstance is a fact or condition connected with or relevant to an event or action. In short, it is a fact. A circumstance is something that is indisputable, and it is a fact. Now, an example of a circumstance may be that it is a fact that you have a full-time corporate job. You having a corporate job is a fact. It is a circumstance in your life. If you make $60,000 a year, that is a fact. What isn't a fact is if you think, I only make $60,000 a year and it isn't a lot of money. The quote unquote isn't a lot of money is actually a thought you have about the circumstance and the fact itself. This is really key and really important. I'm going to give another example. So another example of a circumstance is that you have 24 hours in a day. Another one is that you may find that you have 5 hours a week to dedicate it to working on your business while working full time. That's a fact. You can look at your calendar and you can decide and say, okay, I got 5 hours a week to work on my business. Now, your brain may want to have a thought and say, I don't have that much time. I only have 5 hours a week to work on my business. That's a thought about your circumstance. Another example is you may have this to-do list with 15 things on your to-do list that you need to get done. the 15 things becomes your circumstance in this example. And your thought may be, oh, I'm so stressed out right now. I have no time. I've got so many things I've got to do. And the reality is that your to-do list, the circumstance, doesn't stress you out. It's actually your thoughts that you have around your to-do list that stresses you out. And you want to be really clear and mindful to not confuse your circumstance, the fact, for a thought and vice versa. You might also think that your current job, let's say if you're in a corporate job and you think that your corporate job stresses you out, and you assume that if you change your job, whether it's going to a different job or maybe quitting your job and being your own business owner, you'll no longer be stressed out. That by changing your circumstance, you'll all of a sudden get rid of the stress. But here's the thing. If you don't work on your thoughts, you may always be finding yourself in a stressed out situation, regardless of what job or circumstance you are in. So again, we want to be careful of assuming that by quitting your job, your corporate job, and having your own business, your challenges and stresses will go away. Is it possible, though, that a job change, a circumstance change, could reduce stress that maybe isn't caused by your thoughts? And the answer is yes. For example, I worked at Target stores right out of college after I graduated from the University of Iowa in 2010. I took a job in West Des Moines, Iowa, 2 hours west of Iowa City, and it was within their stores. It was an executive team leader position. I was 22. I was managing my team, my direct reports of about 5 to 7 people, and then about 3 to 4 times a week, I was managing the entire store operations. I was also performance managing my direct reports, and all this stuff. It was super stressful job. I consider it boot camp, like right out of, without it being actual boot camp, it felt really boot campy-ish for someone right out of college. And again, I look back and I'd have zero regrets. And in hindsight, I'm so grateful for that experience. But what I'll say is that that job was super stressful, but part of it being stressful was the job itself, was the circumstance, and part was caused by the thoughts that I had during my time at that job. After 13 months of working at Target, I found my bridge job. I started working at Wells Fargo through a third-party agency as a recruiter. My circumstance changed, and yes, the majority of my stress did go away, but then I realized that I still had work to do on my thoughts. An example of where and when you change the circumstance, but realize it is actually all about the thoughts you think, can be from having that to-do list that never ends. You cross the last thing off, but then one more thing gets put on there. And so you're in this constant stress loop, never can get out of it, always behind energy. And completing the list, then once you complete the list, you think, oh my gosh, there's another thing I need to do. I got to crossing it off. Then one more thing. And so let me say, I personally don't keep a to-do list anymore because I don't feel like that sort of system actually sets me up for success, because it's so easy to constantly add another thing to your to-do list. So now what I do is I calendar, meaning I put everything I need to do on the calendar versus a never-ending to-do list, which more on that in a separate episode, but it changes the process and changes the way I go about getting things done. But that is one example that you can change your circumstance, in the sense that you've got 15 things on your to-do list, you actually get them done, but then you add another thing. So like your circumstance is always changing, which is also causing you to be reactive to the thoughts that you think. And when you start and run your business, there will be multiple priorities vying for your attention at once, and it can get extremely overwhelming if you let it. Okay. So you may find yourself rushing to get past the beginning stage. Like, we all want to get to the stage where our business is working perfectly and well oiled, and there's no misspellings on our website, and we've got clients that are lining up to work with us. I will tell you, though, what's the danger in it is that regardless of any stage that you're at in building a business or in life, is that the danger is if you start thinking that over there is better. If I can just get past this part, then I'll be fine. And the reality is that over there isn't necessarily better, because over there still has its problems and challenges. And so really, no matter how many times you change and how many, timelines you achieve over there is still going to be over there. And there are challenges that come with it as well, which is why it's so important to be able to work on the underlying mindset at hand and the thoughts that we think so that we're always equipped to be able to overcome that. Another example, and I've used this before in previous episodes, is around once I make six figures or once I make a certain amount of money, then I'll be happy, right? It's a very condition-based thought. And so when you get to that place, there's always going to be the next thing. And the reality is if we can drop into the present moment and really work on our thoughts, that's what's going to set us up for success, because the constant chaos of running a business is, and maybe it's not necessarily chaos, right? But the constant like feeling like there's so many things to do, that really comes from shifting the way we think and the ability to overcome that. Now, what I will say is the danger of ignoring the circumstance for truth and only focusing on changing your thoughts and thinking your thoughts are the things that need to change could actually cause you to find yourself out of alignment and flow. What I mean by that is there is a difference between this grinding energy and feeling very hard versus being in flow and experiencing challenging work that actually supports your path. So this is where sometimes it's in a matter of, yes, changing your circumstances. So when I left Target to go to Wells Fargo, my stress level definitely dropped. It was my bridge job, but I still realized that I had work to do on my thoughts. Then there's the situation of, oh no, this is supposed to be the way that it is. This is supposed to be the way that it is. So instead of honoring the circumstance for truth, what you're doing is you're trying to coach yourself into changing your thoughts constantly. And coaches out there, if you know who you are, I'm one of them. We can do a really good job at coaching ourselves out of our circumstance when we might actually need to take a step back and go and take it as truth and not necessarily try to coach ourselves out of that situation. This is why there isn't a one-size-fits-all strategy for every situation when it comes to do you change your circumstance, your thoughts, or both. It's kind of like financial planning, meaning it isn't always about, again, changing your circumstance or changing your thoughts. It could be both. And everyone has a different situation and it requires a different strategy. But regardless of the strategy that you need, there's also an underlying approach or process to going about doing so. Everybody's financial situation is different. So how my husband and I might invest our money might be different. How you invest your money might be different than how your family members invest your money. But the approach and asking maybe underlying processes the same questions to get to the strategy can be the same. So here's what I recommend if this episode resonated with you, if you find yourself that you're thinking like, oh, if I could just change my circumstance, like everything would be better, then maybe it's an opportunity to peel back and look at the thoughts. If you are finding yourself in a really grinding situation where everything's really hard and you're feeling energetically heavy, it might be an opportunity to say, let me look at my circumstances and let me ask myself, like, what if I just honor this grinding heavy energy, just using this as an example, is hard. Like, let's just honor that as truth. And maybe it's not about needing to change my thoughts, but it's actually like, how can I shift or change the environment that I'm in? Okay. So number one is really step one is separate the circumstance, the fact from any of the thoughts. So being really mindful of when are you having a thought about your circumstance versus is it a fact? So the way, again, to do that is it's an indisputable fact. You could argue it in a court of law. Like, nobody could argue with you that you have a corporate job, right? A fact is how much money you make. A fact is your address and where you live. But a thought is how you think about where you live, right? Then step two is assess and be honest with yourself on what you can own from a thinking standpoint. Okay. That looks like, am I causing suffering and pain around the thoughts that I'm thinking? And how can I maybe shift the thoughts? Somewhat in parallel with that is to also balance out of making sure you're owning what feels good in what your intuition is nudging and telling you. This, if you feel like you don't have your intuition or it's not really there, your intuition is a muscle and it takes time to practice owning that muscle. And so it takes time in the sense that it takes practice. I shouldn't say it takes time, because if you practice this day in and day out, you could overnight be able just to trust and listen to your intuition, even though it doesn't make logical, quote unquote, sense in our world.
If you listen to your intuition, usually your intuition is rarely ever leading you astray, or let me say it's rarely ever led me astray. And I know that when I don't listen to my intuition, that's usually where pain and suffering comes from, because I'm trying to follow this path and what I think I should do versus what I think I need to do. And so I want to offer that up to you as a way to give yourself permission to really listen to that intuition and get rid of what you think you should do. One of my friends, Cassandra Bodzak, I was listening to her podcast, Divine Downloads, and she was giving the example how everybody's like, get up early, wake up, get up early, work out early. And she's like, that didn't really feel intuitively aligned with me. And so she's like, I know everybody pushes this get up early and work out early, but she's like, I had to listen to my body, and I found that I actually created more energy by giving myself that afternoon lunch break and going to work out. And so that's where it's something simple as that, like catching yourself in the moments of thinking like, am I doing this because I think I should do it, versus what's actually truly aligned and how can I listen to my intuition? Okay. So again, one, separate the circumstance, the fact from the thought, and two, assess and be honest with yourself on what you can own from a thinking standpoint. And three, in parallel to that also, is own what feels good and follow what feels good and what your intuition is telling you as well. So I hope you enjoyed today's solo cast. Come hang out with us on Instagram at She Did It Her Way. And until next time, keep doing it your way. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com, where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.